is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back live here with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing this evening? Woo, it's been a great, great evening. We've been talking about how to be successful. Not only how to be successful, but how to be successful in your 2014 resolutions. And we're talking about trying to carry them through to 2015. You know, not everybody can be successful. Okay, if everybody's successful, then, you know, there would be no shows, there would be no talk shows, there would be none of this. Not everybody can, and you can actually show other people how to do it. How to actually carry through on their resolution, how to be successful. And you can be successful in the process. And, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, making the one resolution only. We also talked about believing in yourself. But just as important as those two components, you know, of really making this resolution stick, is to use your imagination. Use your imagination, right, to really see this resolution as reality. Because a lot of times when we use our imagination, we could be thinking about all kinds of different stuff. But you know, when you really use your imagination and you really think clearly and you see something happening and you see it actually go to fruition, it does happen. Now, you have to do things in the process to make it happen. But if you can see it, obviously we talked about that earlier, you can achieve it. And so you have to sometimes imagine things that you haven't done to actually make them happen. Because we've all had those thoughts, those conjuring of ideas in our head that actually come true. Now, sometimes they could happen the same day. Sometimes they can happen within the year. But you created it in your own mind. And so can you create being actually able to take a resolution, a thought, and make it into a reality. And not a reality to March of 2014, but well into the following year and making it into a life change. And I think that's key because imagination is key for all goodness in our life. You know, the next thing we're talking about is to stick to it. To stick to your resolution. And I think, Bill, when we were talking earlier, you know, when we were on last year, we were on CBS, and we were talking about your resolution. Had you not stuck to it, had you not believed in yourself and followed through with it, none of that would have been a reality. If you didn't believe you could do it, you just wouldn't do it.
No, I mean, and that's the other thing that you helped me with. You helped me believe that I could do it because, you know, weight is something I've been struggling with for most of my life. And you helped me, first of all, see that I had not been making effective enough goals. But then you helped me believe, hey, look at 20 pounds. You can do that.
And that's true. And that's a good thing you brought up is a lot of people that are listening tonight have had issues in their family or it's genetic or what have you where they've always had these problems. You've always had these problems. You've always had issues maybe with the way you eat or dieting or what have you. And so sometimes it can be hard to maybe, you know, really stick to it and believe in yourself. But sometimes you have to realize that it's not your family. You're not your family. You're you. And you can overcome any of these situations if you believe in it. You know, Dano, you know, I know we talked about earlier about how, you know, the whole working out stuff and everything, it kind of didn't follow through. I mean, do you think that if you would have really just believed in yourself and really stuck to it, maybe it could have happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that it could have. But at the time that was going through it, I was dealing with some other stuff, you know, like personal issues. And so I think that was one of my factors of not following through with, you know, my resolution of going and working out and, you know, getting back into shape.
And, you know, all of us deal with issues. We all deal with personal issues, and that's a good point, is that when you have, like, you know, all stuff hitting the fan, I mean, everything's coming out of the middle of nowhere, things are coming from all directions, and you're really having some personal stuff going down. You know, if you need to take a break, you can. I think for your own self-confidence, it's better not to keep having something that you can look at and say, well, you know, this is going right. I got this going for me. You know, maybe these people are acting kind of crazy, and maybe this is happening, and it doesn't matter what it is, but all in all, I know that this is working out because I'm in charge of this. This is something that I have control of. And so in that situation, I like when people follow through with their resolutions because it gives them something to look at and say, I'm doing something right. Okay, I can control this. Nobody else has to be involved. However, when things do come in the way and it gets crazy and it gets hairy, you know, nobody, like I said earlier, is keeping score except for you. And if you smoke a cigarette or something happens, just get back up and try again. Because the whole thing is just don't let it all go. Don't let it all go. And also think about those issues you're going through. Are people putting stress in your life that's equally putting stress on you not fulfilling those resolutions? We're going to talk about that later.
Hey, Ashley, can I do my John Wayne impression?
Oh, yeah.
Please, please, please. When you fall off the horse, Pilgrim, you got to get back into the saddle.
I love that. I love that. I love that. See, John Wayne, the whole thing, you got to get back up, you know, dust yourself off, you know, rub some dirt on it, that kind of thing, and get up and stick to it. But, you know, the fifth key, perspectives key, is to really do your homework. You know, do your homework. And when I talk about doing your homework, I mean, if you're going to quit smoking, find out all the quitting smoking plans, whether it's the gum or the patch or the inhaler or whatever it is that you think you might need. Have something back up for you to help. Cold turkey doesn't always work. And if you want to do that, that's great. But have a backup ready in case that doesn't work, because you'd hate to go through all that and then not follow through because one day you had somebody come at you, family members, you know, stuff all hit the fan, and all of a sudden you go and you grab a pack of cigarettes and you start smoking. Instead, you could have put the patch on or done something else. As well as, let's say you want to go back to school. You got to get the homework done. You got to figure out what school you're going to go to. You got to figure out about enrollment. You got to do all this work. There's backstory to trying to do something. You can't just say, I want to do this today, and it's done. If it's losing weight, you got to figure out, do I want to work out at a gym? What do I want to do? What gym is there? What do I need to do? What's the schedule? What kind of health, what kind of regimen do I need to be on? Have a plan before you make a resolve. Because if you have a plan, if you don't have a plan without a resolve, you don't have a resolve. It's just that easy, okay? Because that is one of the most important things. You know, but another thing is you want to surround yourself, right, with like-minded people. You know, I think that's the key, is that when you have other people that are trying to change their lives or do something with their lives, it's so important. Because when you're just around a bunch of people that don't want to change, don't want to do anything, just want to stick to whatever they have in their life that's not even working, it's hard to make a change because they're going to look at you and go, why do you need to make a change? Or, Dan, I don't even know why you need to lose weight. You don't seem like you need to lose weight. You look like you're fine. I don't even know. You seem like you need to eat more. You know, I mean, so they go against what you're trying to resolve.
His wife just fainted.
You need to finish your plate. You know, and that's the key. I mean, because a lot of times we sit there and we go, oh, you know, I want to make these changes, but the people around us don't back us up. You know, I mean, you got to have people around you to back you up. And if you don't, say either you need to back me up or you need to be quiet. Quite honestly, because I'm trying to make a change for the better of myself. And so if you have somebody saying, why do you want to go back to school? I don't understand. You're already X amount years old and you know, it's already behind the eight ball, whatever. Just, you know, first of all, let's have some positivity. And second, this is something I want to do. And this is something I believe in. And if you don't believe on that, let's just be quiet. Let's just, you know, agree to disagree. But don't put it in my face. It's my life. It's not yours. And I think that always helps too, because you can't live someone else's life. You can live someone else's life for only a little bit of time until you hate them. And then you're not going to even be hanging out with that person, and you will have lost how many years of your life because you were living their life, not yours.
So surround yourself with positive reinforcement.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just, I mean, what are you doing? I mean, you know, it's like basically trying to create something. Everybody's around you saying, you'll never do it. You'll never get that done. You know, and it's just like they get like happy and joyness out of like seeing you just completely fall apart.
It's like, you know, the angel and the devil on your shoulder. You know, the devil on your shoulder. Oh, you can take the morning off. Just sleep in, you know, or you can't really do that, you know. And
that's the devil, though.
That's the devil.
The devil.
And there are people in your life that will do that.
But there might be people that, you know, like you were saying, there are people in your life that'll probably do that. But you might get motivation from people.
I'll show you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too. Oh, so there's both sides to it. And I think you're right. But sometimes it's hard for some people, if you got both sides talking to you at the same time, if you don't have deep conviction and determination and belief, conviction and belief in yourself, then it's hard to listen to that other voice. However, like, Dana, like, what you're talking about is really important, because if you do have deep conviction and determination, when somebody says you can't do it, oh, yeah, just stand back. Stand back and watch me do it. I'm not only going to do that, but I'm going to do three more resolutions. But no, it's true. And so you have to see what motivates you and what gives you more determination. And if having somebody around you that's a naysayer helps you out, then keep them around. You know, for some people, it's not good for them. It's hard for them. Those people, you know, figure out, you know, say, hey, we're going to agree to disagree. Or, hey, you know what? I'm going to really limit my time around you because it's not healthy for me. And I think that's important. Hey, when we come back, we're talking the last couple ideas that really fall. It really all pushes everything together. Without these concepts, you know, it doesn't all happen. You know, it's kind of like the icing on the cake. You got to have what really works really be viable with the rest of these keys, because otherwise it doesn't happen. So stay tuned, because you want to be successful. We want you to be successful. And you know what? We want you to do something that you haven't been able to do the last few years. You've been trying to do it. You haven't been able to do it. We're going to talk about that because I think it's important. And I think you're going to really find resolve in tonight's show and know, man, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to show all those other people what's up. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? In two shakes.
It was an immense achievement.
Well, Mr. Higgins?
A triumph, Mrs. Pierce, a total triumph. Higgins, you were superb. Absolutely superb. Tell us the truth now. Weren't you a little bit nervous once or twice?
Not for a second.
Not during the whole evening?
Not a moment. I thought we were going to win hands down. I felt like a bear in a cage, hanging about, nothing to do.
It was an immense achievement.
If I hadn't backed myself to do it, I'd have given it up 2 months ago.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of tomfoolery.
Higgins, I salute you.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.